Yo, welcome to Beast Podcast. And if you don't know, Beast stands for bringing empowerment and skills together. And that's exactly what we strive to do on this show. We talk life skills, we talk financial literacy, we talk personal development. All these things are going to help you be a better you. So stay tuned and enjoy the show. Yo.
What's going on, Beast?
Hey, we live. So for all the listeners out there, go ahead and give them your name, who you are, where you're from, and the three things that you are grateful for.
Okay. My name is Quavon Watts. Known Deshaun since I was about, 14, 15? Grew up around Cincinnati, Ohio, and three things I'm grateful for. Healthy. That's a big one, especially everything going on right now. Friends and family. And actually just got engaged, so I'm really happy about that. She said yes, that could have went a whole nother route. But I say right now, I don't have too much to complain about.
Congratulations, my friend, once again. I
appreciate it.
Since we were 14, almost half of our lives. So let's go ahead and dive right in. I wanted to discuss, like childhood upbringing and how you were able to find the best way to phrase it, see the light even when you're in the darkness, as far as, you know, your situation goes. So kind of give us like some backstory. You can, you know, give us as much or as little detail as you would like, but just kind of explain like your upbringing and how you were, you know, how you were raised and what you saw around you, like, you know, your environment growing up.
Now, I don't want to just jump in here, you know, talk about some sob story. I had like the hardest life ever, but grew up around, you know, people with mental illnesses, substance abuse problems. So I saw a lot of that. My mom, she did the best she could, but by the time she was 21, she already had her four kids. So it was kind of tough for her. So once we got of age, we really had to more or less put the team on our back, and me more than my other siblings try to keep things afloat. And I'm grateful that, it sounds weird, but I'm grateful that I had to go through a lot of the things that I went through, because it's really made me who I am today. It sounds really cliche, I know, but you were there. I had to really grow up early. Mm-hmm. To kind of make sure everything was taken care of. And in that, there was a lot of darkness. There were times where it's just, I didn't know what to do, because here I am, 16, trying to support a household. Or here I am, 18, 19, in college, driving back and forth from Cincinnati to Dayton every other day to hold down a job to make sure, you know, the family's cool, because mom just had a surgery or something like that. And she would just keep going on. Within the span of, 3 years, I lost my uncle, my brother, pops. So it was a lot of darkness, and I didn't really cope with it the best ways. And for a while, I was just stuck in that darkness. It was definitely hard to get out, and we've talked about this a lot. Being in the Black community, you know, you're dealing with a lot of that stuff. There's a stigma tied to asking for help, talking to somebody. So, you know, always told, man up, hold it in, we don't cry. So I just kind of sucked everything up until I just couldn't anymore.
And when was, I guess, that day where it kind of all just imploded? Like, what was that thing that happened that you realized, like, oh snap, I'm not okay?
I'd say there were multiple events or just feelings. Like I woke up stressed. There was anxiety about anything. I was bringing so much toxicity to my life and to relationships around me, whether it be friendships, significant others, whatever. I realized that I just wasn't okay. And I guess that's the first thing people need to realize is you have to get to that point to where you say, hold on, I'm not okay. Mm. And once all that stuff blew up, I just had to sit down and say, I need to do something about this. Mm.
And what was it that you did? I mean, I do agree. That is the first step, you know, being aware of the fact that you're not okay, that something is up, that tough it out or man up or, you know, keep pushing through. That obviously gets to a certain point where it doesn't work anymore. So what was, your second step, I guess, after realizing like, oh, snap, like, I'm not okay. Something's up. Something got to change. Like, I got to figure out what's up. Like, what was that next step?
I just decided to talk. Whether it was with you, Colin, that group we started that originally focused on, mental health in the Black community, or just talking to my mom, which was hard in itself because I know with her mental illness, mm-hmm. she's gone through a lot too. Mm-hmm. And I remember I was sitting in my car after work one day and I just kind of broke down. I started having these feelings and thoughts, and it reminded me of my brother, and I didn't want to get to the level he did because he actually took his life. And I stopped. I was in the parking lot at work, and I called around to see what therapist, psychiatrist actually took my insurance because I needed to do something. I don't think I had those thoughts, I'm gonna run my car off a bridge or anything like that, but I just knew that my way of thinking and the way I was feeling was just wrong. Mm.
You needed that expert help to figure out, what's going on with this wiring up here in my brain and these feelings that I'm feeling. And why is it that I am in this place?
And like I said, we're kind of programmed to not do that. Hell, even on the call, it was hard for me to tell them why I was calling. The receptionist answered the phone and said, okay, well, how can I help you? And it was like, I'm looking over my shoulder and almost having to whisper, therapy. we're not supposed to be telling our business. It's supposed to be at home and in the church. We're not supposed to tell everybody our business. And I didn't even have a session yet. I didn't even know who I'd be talking to, if they had availability. I was just so afraid to tell them that I was looking for help. Mm. And looking back on it, that's wild. It really is.
It's almost like knowing that you need to lose weight, but you're having that fear of going to the gym to find a personal trainer because you're trying to lose weight.
Right. It's backwards, but it's so real though. But I will say that was probably the biggest decision, and it helped the most because talking to my therapist, I would have so many feelings and not really understand those feelings or why I was feeling them. So it kind of broke things down to me. Right. And I definitely have a better understanding of why I'm feeling certain things and what to do when I feel those things instead of letting it all bottle up and something happens.
Right. Maybe feeling remorseful, regret for feeling certain feelings and thinking certain thoughts, and then it snowballs from there if we don't get to that point of awareness and understanding of what it is. It can eat us up. That's typically the path that it usually takes when we're not aware and we don't catch it. So kind of fast forward, you figure out I'm not okay. And then you, you know, get the professional help to kind of understand these thoughts, feelings. So, you know, so you're in this dark place that you've kind of taught yourself to live in and accept. And then you start to make this change towards the light. And when I use the light, I don't mean the light as in like, oh, I'm, you know, I'm saved, I'm Jesus, there's no problems in the world, but the light as in, oh, like I understand while I think and I feel these things, like, and it's okay to think and feel things. You know, so once you started heading into the light, kind of bring, you know, give me like your experience in the changes that and helped you make in the months, years, you know, going forward after you started giving therapy. And if you can, just give us some timeline as far as like when you started up until now.
Oh, let's see. I started therapy. It's probably been close to a year and a half now.
That sounds about
right. And the biggest thing I can remember, and it hit me so hard, was a simple analogy. My therapist, he gave me the situation. He said, you get a flat tire. What do? You get out and change that tire. He said, now, are you going to live in fear of another flat tire and have AAA follow you all the time? Mm. Or are you going to get out and change that tire if you do get a flat again? And it sounds so simple, but I was always holding on to the what ifs, to the I can't, to the I'm not good enough to do X, Y, Z. And a lot of that stuff, I had no business thinking it. A lot of stuff I didn't need to worry about. And there was something else simple he said to me, was that it's not today's problem.
Mm. Wow.
It's not today's problem. So I'm stressing about stuff that I really don't need to be stressing about. I realized that some of the things that happened in my past, from, you know, like lights being cut off, not having any water, like you go home and see your entire apartment out in the parking lot because you ain't got evicted again. Mm. So those kind of things stuck with me. And even though I know I'm in a much better place than my mother was in at that time, it's still kind of like, okay, I don't want to go back to that. So I'm stressing on those things that honestly have almost a 0% chance of happening. Mm. But I was just dwelling on those things. So he was actually, my therapist was actually teaching me to, you know, look at the things that are going right instead of focusing on those things that could possibly go wrong. Because I'm always looking back, not seeing what's in front of me.
How did that perception shift? How did that affect you in your life? I mean, in this show, we talk about, and me and you talk about those seven spokes of life, like, you know, your family, you know, your personal life, your relationships, your career, your health. Like, how did that perception of, hey, yeah, your tire's flat, you change it, and then you put the flat in the trunk and you keep it pushing, not necessarily pulling over every 5 minutes to check if it's a flat. Like, how did that then affect the decisions that you made in the coming months? I guess months, it would be a year and a half, that'd be 18 months. So what were some of the key changes that propelled?
It sparked changes in almost every facet of my life. Relationships, I was open. I was open and upfront with everything, whether it be with a significant other or family. You know, I wasn't hiding my feelings or afraid to say what I want to say in fear of what somebody else would think. At work, I was always afraid to make changes. Like, I always wanted to move away from Ohio to get another job. But I was always afraid, like, okay, what if it doesn't work? And now I'm at the point, like, that's not today's problem. We're going to get out there. If it doesn't work, we're going to figure it out. Mm. So that's a help there. And then going back to the relationship, said I'm engaged now, but I remember it was like one of our first few dates. Like I left everything out on the table for her. Because there's been situations where I would hide things, I would kind of be manipulative, and it's just like I'm not doing any of that. I'm in a better mindset. I'm in a better situation mentally. So I'm just laying everything out there. Throw it out there. Say you do with that information what you will. And she we engaged now, so I guess she it didn't scare her off too much.
he was playing spades with his cards up. He's like, exactly. Look, these are the books we could win right here. I'm just letting you know, like, this is what I got. I ain't got no spades. So we gonna bet nil or what? Like,
just letting you know.
Just like you know off the rip. Nah, and I think there's, and you said it. You know, there's a freedom. There's a space of clarity. There's a I use a dark cloud analogy. When you live in a space of fear, when you live in a space of letting those thoughts, feelings guide you, and if those thoughts or feeling are negative, it's kind of like a dark cloud that you're continuously carrying with you. So while, you know, we see it all the time, like in the spring and summer, especially in the Midwest, and I guess here in New England too, is it can be bright and sunny one second and then out of nowhere rain. And that's kind of what happens when we don't learn to, I don't want to say master our emotions, but come to learn about ourselves and our emotions, is that we go through things and it can be sunny as all get out and around, you know, everywhere else around us. But where we're at, we feel like there's a dark cloud because we're holding on to those certain thoughts and feelings. Whereas if we just put it all on the table, be 100% transparent about what it is that we think, what it is that we feel, what it is that got us to where we're at. You know, when you're transparent with another person, it's kind of like, all right, like there's no more rain clouds, like the radar, there's no percent chance of rain at all. Like it is what it is. Like this is the weather, like you with it or not, you know?
Exactly.
And you don't have to keep a facade of, you know, carrying around certain feelings or putting up a certain front to appear a certain way, you know, appear put together, appear like, you know, you're not having any problems in life. You know, you just come as you are. And there's a, like I said before, there's like a freedom, there's a liberty, there's something about living in that space that's empowering and powerful. So
it really is.
But yeah, so with that, do you have any, if there's somebody out there who maybe they're in a similar space to you where, you know, they're harboring some type of thoughts and feelings with about themselves, about other people, about, you know, maybe their upbringing, what is something that you would tell somebody like yourself, you know, tell your, let's just say your 17, 18 year old self, if you could go back in time and up to them at the park. You know, what are some of the things now that you've kind of been through that air quote enlightenment, going from darkness to light? What are some of the things that you would guide younger Quavon through?
Wow, that's a deep one. So a lot of these are probably going to sound real cliche, but I would say that it's okay to not feel okay. And I will also say that you are not the only person out there feeling this way. So don't feel alienated. And the biggest thing, ask for help. Like, you can't do everything on your own. I know sometimes you feel like you're Superman, you put everything on your shoulders, but it takes a toll. And if you don't get any help, it's just going to implode. So those would be the things that I would go back and tell myself or anyone else who might be in a similar situation.
Man, I received that, my friend. So I guess if people want to keep in touch with you and your journey and who you are, I know you in the dark ages over there as far as technology goes and the social medias, but you know, you got like an email address, you got like a business card or something, like Like, what? Like, you want, do you even want people to hit you up? Like, what's the word? Like,
actually, I don't have any of the social medias, you know, I don't have the Instabooks or the Facegrams, none of that. But I am definitely open to just talking with anybody going through similar situations. I mean, my email address is my first name and last name at Gmail. I don't know if you want to put that in the notes or spell it out.
Yeah, we'll put it. We'll put it in the show notes because you already know people are going. It's going to get butchered. Yeah, all high school.
Who they going to email? It won't going to be me. But I would definitely not mind doing that because I would have loved to have had something like that.
And then also, if you're, I mean, I guess I should be asking Colin this, but I guess I'd invite, you know, people listening who do want to get involved in maybe mental health and have some of these discussions that we talk about as far as empowering the Black community, empowering individuals in general. Join us on Thursday evenings, 7 p.m. typically to about like 9, 10 p.m. where we talk, you know, everything that goes on as far as current events and how it affects us in the community and in ways in which we can create a better environment for us to live in as a community. So we'll definitely put that Zoom link in the show notes. It's every Thursday, 7 p.m., 7:30, 7:45, 8, something like that.
It depends on when everybody gets on. But I would also say, like, you don't have to come and give input if you don't want to. You can just kind of hang out and listen, receive some of the information. A lot of us have been talking for a while now, so we kind of know each other. Not to say you can't jump right in, though. That is definitely welcome.
Yeah, I'm sure. I think a couple of your first times, I know you said, like, what's up to everybody, but in a couple of your first times, you just kind of sat and listened.
Yeah.
Listen in. So it's definitely value to be gained when, like you said, you realize you're not in this alone. And a lot of times, you know, there's other people who are in the same or similar situations as you are. So no man is an island, so might as well have other, you know, people to lean on.
Exactly.
Any last thoughts, any last comments, concerns?
I appreciate you having me on here. I know it's been a long time coming. I keep asking when I'm going to get put on the show, but, you know, just kind of got put off. I felt unloved for a little bit, but I appreciate, you know, the invite this time. I'm not bitter.
Yeah, I just felt like I needed to get 150 plus episodes in before I invited you on. That was all.
And I had to get, I had to get some practice.
Yeah, I had to get some reps in first before I invited you on.
I do appreciate that. You did a fine job, sir.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. And until we meet again, hopefully we'll have you back on before we hit 200.
I'll be here.
All right, my friend. I'll hit you.
Sounds good. Love you, brother.
All right. Love you too, boss. Peace. Yo, thank you for listening to the Beast Podcast. We hope that you learned something and are empowered and inspired to be a better version of yourself. Please go ahead and subscribe, like, share it with a friend, a family member, or anybody who can get some value from it. Don't forget to rate and review the podcast. All right, y'all. Be great.